as a wheat breeder early in life, I had a motivation for my work. There are different types of wheat for different purposes.
在我年轻的时候呢，作为一个育种者，作为一个植物的这个，特别是麦的这个育种者呢，是我的一份的这个工作，那有在这里呢，这个有不同的这个麦的这个种类，为了不同的这个不同的目的。
So I chose a path of study that led me to breed high protein wheat for two reasons.
我因着两个理由呢，我选择了来研究这个来育植高蛋白的这个麦来作为我的这个选择。
You see, farmers are paid for wheat they grow by the bushel, but they are downgraded on the price they get for low quality wheat.
麦子呢他们依据不同的这个他们有不同的这个价值呢他们会来生长。那有时候呢因为他们的这个品质比较低呢他们的价钱也相对的也降低了。
So if they can grow high protein wheat with a decent yield, they get paid a premium.
如果他们能够生长出高蛋白的这个麦呢而且产量又高呢他们是可以得到丰厚的这个收获的。
So there were some farmers in my life, and I chose to work for them, for them to have a better life.
为了要让这些农夫们呢他们有更好的这个生活呢那我选择了和几位的这个农夫呢一起来工作来帮助他们。
My second motivation for breeding high protein wheat was that worldwide, there are some cultures that eat wheat dishes almost exclusively.
第二个我选择育种这个高蛋白麦的第二个原因呢是因为在这个世上呢有几种文化的这个国家呢他们是完全是靠麦来维持他们的生命的。
Their diets can be very lacking in certain types of protein necessary for good nutrition.
因为他们的饮食当中呢他们可能缺少了几种好营养里头所缺的这个蛋白质。
By increasing certain types of protein in the wheat they eat, it helps them to be better nourished, which can be especially good for children as they're growing up.
因着增加麦里头几种不同的这个蛋白呢能够帮助他们得到更好的这个营养特别是在成长中的这个孩童们。
But now as a wheat breeder at the university, I was around other breeders of things.
因着在大学里头成为这个植物的育种者呢我有机会来认识其他的不同植物的这个育种者。
Such as apple breeders.
譬如说这个苹果的这个育种者。
When I was in their orchard areas, I would see apples that looked almost perfect. Color, shape, size.
当我有机会在果园和他们一起和这些苹果的这个育种者在一起的时候呢我看到他们种植的这个苹果呢几乎是完美的这个不管是颜色或者是这个苹果的形状或者苹果的大小。
However, as I took a bite of those apples, they tasted like cardboard.
然而呢
And as I talked to the breeders, they would say they bred their apples for the market.
然而呢当我咬了几口这个苹果呢他们尝起来却像是纸板一样的难吃。那当我有机会和这些苹果的育种者谈起的时候呢他们告诉我说这些种植的原因呢仅仅是为了市场的这个而已。
So you see the stores in many places of the world, they want those perfect apples that the consumer wants to look at and purchase without a single blemish. They need to be perfect.
因为在店里头呢，这些商家呢，他们仅仅要一些要这些苹果，因为顾客们呢只愿意看到这个一些毫无瑕疵的这个苹果。
I think this scenario for me in my personal life is also true for the world in general.
这个我个人的这个经验呢，同时也我想也可以在这个一般的这个生活上也看得到这同样的例子了。
Those in the world without God think they know what they need and what brings them the most pleasure, only to bite into an apple that tastes like cardboard.
特别是在这个世界他们不愿意接受这个上帝的这个世界呢，他们这些人们呢认为他们知道他们需要什么，而且知道怎么样能够为他们带来一些快感，就像这个好看的这个苹果呢，但是尝起来却是非常的难吃的。
So what I hope we can see in the verses that we'll look at today is how choosing a path that leads to what God calls us for, that enables us to truly live.
今天呢，我和大家一起来分享的这个几段的这个经文呢，是要想和大家一起来看到一个我们怎么样选择一个能够上帝真正要我们活出的一个真正的这个生命的一个路径。
We're to live a life of purpose for the benefit of God's glory, for others and ourselves.
我们将要活出一种上帝可以荣耀上帝和其他的人和我们自己的为目的的一个都可以受益的这个一个生活。
You could say this is the crossroad leading to life. So let's read Matthew 17.Or 7:13 through 20, together, and then we'll open in prayer.
你可以说呢，我们是活在这样子的一个生活呢，是让我们走在十字路口的一个这样的一个生活。所以呢，让我们先来读马太福音7:13-20，然后呢我们用这个祷告来开始我们今天的这个分享。
And I'm reading from the English Standard Bible for this because I think it's most clear.
我想呢我今天选择的这个翻译的这个经文是从标准英文的这个圣经的这个译文呢，因为它表达了最确切我想表达的意见。
Enter by the narrow gate.For the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. Those who enter it, enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles?So, every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will recognize them by their fruits.
虽然我们刚才念过，但是这个神的话语呢，我们不怕再多念。好不好，也让我们大家一起同声来念这马太福音7:13-20。一二三，请。你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。你们要防备假先知，你们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。凭着他们的果子，你们就可以认出他们来。荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？ 离棘里岂能摘无花果呢？这样凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里，所以认着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
So back to verse 13. There's a mention of two different gates and paths. These verses are at the end of the Sermon on the Mount as Jesus gives some conclusions to that.
在13节这里呢，这里讲到说有两种不同的这个门和两种不同的路径，这些经文呢，是主耶稣在登山宝训里最后他所做总结里头所说的几句话。
So let's look first at the wide gate and path with regard to where it is leading people of the world.
首先呢，让我们来看这个宽的门和这个路会带我们到现代这个世界会带我们到什么地方呢？
The wide gate and path is all exclusive, inclusive. It includes the various views, religions, lifestyles of the world.
这个宽的门和这个宽的路呢，讲的是非常广泛的，它包括了各种不同的看法，不同的宗教，不同的这个世界上不同的这个生活习惯。
But you know there's really only two systems of religion in the world. One is God's system of divine accomplishment, and the other is man's system of human achievement.
真正来讲呢，这世界只有两种不同的宗教，一种呢是上帝神圣的这个所造成的这个一个属上帝的这个系统，那另外一个呢是靠人靠着这个自以为是而达成的一个人的这个系统。
One is the religion of God's grace, the other is religion of man's work.
前者呢是讲的是上帝恩典的一个宗教，而后者呢却是讲人的这个功所造成的一个宗教。
Within man's system, there are thousands of religions, supposedly forms and names, but they all are built on the achievement of man.
在人的这个系统里面呢，它有成千的这个不同的这个宗教和名称，但他们基本上都是基于人的自我完成所造成的。
They come with the idea that God is really not necessary in our lives, and then there's this path of self-achievement and humanism to the glory of man.
他们的概念是来自于上帝完全是在我们的生活当中完全是不需要的，而且我们自己可以，因而他们创造出一个自以为是而完成的一个来荣耀人的一条这个道路。
Now there's no decision that needs to be made to enter the broad path. However, as we'll see, one must choose to get off that path.
我们不需要费太大的劲呢，我们就可以进入这个宽广的这个路。然而呢，我们可以看见，当我们要离开这个那条道路的时候，我们是需要做选择的。
My or our granddaughter, that's only eight days old, started out on the wide path. As sweet as she is, that's where we all start.
我们这个曾孙女呢，才八岁大的曾孙女呢，才刚刚要开始她这个宽广的这个道路，正如她这么可爱一样呢，那我们都是从这样开始的。
And I can show you pictures of her later. The wide gate of the world is open to pleasures, it's broad, it's smooth, it's easy, agreeable with the flesh, and focuses on the creation rather than the creator.
这宽广的这世界宽广的这个道路呢是开放的啊、让我们去好像去寻找快乐啊、去啊、在一个平坦很容易而且又适合啊、专注于这个我们娱乐啊、来满足我们肉体的这个需要，而不是来取悦这个上帝的这位创造者的。
Today we're even led to believe that we can create our own truth. Many are also taught that anyone that disagrees with that idea is just being too narrow-minded.
今天呢，我们甚至被引导相信我们可以啊、来创造出我们自己的这个真理，甚至啊、我们被教导啊、我们如果不同意这样的看法呢？那我们的这个心胸就太狭窄了。
In actuality, the truth is often narrow. Many math problems only have one answer.
但是事实上呢，啊、这个真理呢，它本身就是经常都是狭窄的，就好像数学问题，每个数学问题就只有单单一个答案而已。
But even so, some students, might accuse their teacher of being narrow-minded.When they get the wrong answer on a test.
即使是这样呢，那有时候我们可以看到啊、当这个学生在一个考试当中给了这个错误的答案之后呢，他们仍然啊、来指责这个老师，他为什么心胸这么狭窄，不给他们分数。
Okay, so getting the wrong answer on a test is not such a big deal unless it's a test that your life depends on. And that's the case of what Jesus is talking about to those here in Matthew 7.
好啊，那给错了一个答案，在这个考试当中给错了一个答案，不是什么大不了的事情，因为那个又不是生命攸关的这个测试。但是呢，在这里主耶稣在马太福音第七章所讲的啊、这个例子呢却是生命攸关的一个问题。
Notice here the wide path he is talking about leads to destruction. Now destruction here refers to eternal ruin, which is essentially the torment of eternal separation from God and His goodness.
这个宽广的这个主耶稣他所讲宽广的道路呢，是会引我们到毁灭的这个境界。那毁灭呢？通常讲的是永远的这个灭亡，他是啊、他讲到说我们永远与神的这个和他的这个美善来分离我们所必须所受的这个煎熬。
However, the world views on marriage, parenting, education, success also can all lead to a constant ruin along this path, this wide broad path.
然而这在这个世界的这个宽广的这个道路的这个如果我们跟着走下去呢，那我们对于这个事实上这世界所带来的这个对于婚姻教养子女教育还有成功等等这些的这个观点呢，通常都是会带领我们走向灭亡的。
So now let's turn and look at the idea of the narrow path.The narrow gate and the narrow path of life.
啊，好了，那接下来呢，就让我们来看看啊、当进入这个窄门的这个和这个生命这个真理的这个啊、道路啊、它的这个是怎么个这个说法。
So what does this narrow gate look like? How do we know when we see it?
所以呢，这个窄门看起来是怎么样呢？当我们怎么知道？当我们看见这个窄门的时候，而认出它是窄门。
Well, first of all, it's not an it, it's he, as we can see in John 10:9-10.
首先呢，我们必须要知道，当我们指的这个窄门呢，并不是说一个真正的一个窄门，而是指主耶稣他自己。这点我们可以在约翰福音接下来的这个约翰福音10:9-10可以看出来。
John 10, 9 through 10, Jesus said, "Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pleasures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life."
约翰福音十章九到十节这么说道，耶稣说道，我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。盗贼来无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
We also see in John 14:6, which I think you sang a song about. It's 14:6 says, Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me."
那另外在约翰福音14章第六节啊，刚刚我们唱歌歌唱的时候啊，已经唱到了这么讲到，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And then in 1 John 5:12, the Apostle John says, "He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son does not have the life."
另外一段经文呢，在约翰一书五章十二节啊，人有了上帝的儿子就有生命，没有上帝的儿子就没有生命。
If I share that with some people, they could say, "How can you be so arrogant to think that is the only way?"
当我和某些人分享这些上帝的话语的时候呢，他们会讲，你这个人怎么这么的傲慢，这么的自大呢？
And I can simply say, what I say doesn't matter. It's what Jesus and His Word, the Bible, tells us. I just believe the Bible is God telling mankind what is true.
我只简单的这么回答，我所说的这并不重要，而重要的是这些话是出自于主耶稣和他的话语，就是圣经告诉我们的。我只相信圣经是上帝告诉全人类什么是真理。
And as I said before about truth, by definition, it's narrow, isn't it? Whenever we assert one thing is true, that means the alternative to that is not true.
而且我之前也和大家讲过，按照这个真理的这个定义呢，它本身就是狭窄的，不是吗？凡是宣称啊、一件事情是真的，那同时也明白的说出其他的这个说法呢，都不会是真的。
So it looks like in many places of the Bible, the narrow gate and path is one leading to true life.
所以呢，按照这个圣经很多的其他的这个地方呢，也同时讲到呢，这个窄门和这个小的这个路呢，是唯一引向这个真理生命的一条真实的道路。
Now, when you tell that to some people, they would say, "What do you mean? I have life."
当你这么告诉人们的时候呢，有些人就会讲，诶，你这话是什么意思呢？我已经是活着的。
Yeah, I have to say, according to the Bible and God's Word, you really just have existence. That's not true life.
但是我必须要这么讲，上帝的话呢，他讲的是你是真实的这个存在呢，但是你活着却没有真正的生命。
Now I need to stop here and make a point. It can be a little confusing. I don't want anyone to think that entering this narrow gate is just making a wise decision.
讲到这里呢，或许会有一点这个混淆，因为呢，我不想让大家认为进入了这个窄门就一定是这个聪明的这个选择。
I also don't want them to think that it's choosing a lifestyle that is to have perfect health, financial prosperity, as some teach today.
但是我也不想大家认为呢这只不过是一个选择一个生活那方式能够让我们有完美的这个健康和花不完的钱财就好像一些教导所告诉我们的。
No, what did Jesus say about the narrow gate? He said the gate is narrow and the way is difficult that leads to life. And there are a few who find it.
不这不是主耶稣基督所讲的窄门的这个意思。他所讲的这个窄门引到永生的那个窄门呢是窄的是路是小的而且不多的人找到他。
Now that doesn't sound like universalism, which is saying that all paths lead to God, or this name it and claim it that says everyone is meant to have heaven on earth.
这听起来也不像那些普世得救论他们所讲的。他们讲的是每一条世上的每一条大路都能够让我们通到上帝那里去，或者是不管是或者说这个普世得救论呢，讲的是说呢每一个人呢，每一个在地上的这个人呢也都可以得到这个，也都可以上天堂。
The true gospel is that God came to earth in the person of Jesus Christ.Who was 100% God, but put on 100% human body.
这真正的这个福音呢，是讲述这个上帝呢，他以耶稣人的这个形象呢，来到这个世上。他是完全的神，同时他也是完全的人。
He and only he lived a perfect life, died on the cross to pay for the forgiveness of our sins, and gives us the free gift.
主耶稣也只有主耶稣呢他才活出了一个完美的这个生命出来。他死在十字架上为我们为了原谅我们的这个罪而且给我们一个永生的生命为一个免费的这个礼物。而走上了十字架，他付上了完全的代价。
Also, Jesus' command to enter this gate does not deny the fact salvation is by grace alone.
同时，主耶稣呢，他是那位掌握了进入窄门的权威，但是这并不否认了这个他。这个救赎呢，单单是恩典这样子的这个讲法。
It really just tells us the reality is that God has given us grace to be saved.
简单的他再一次的非常明确的这个确认呢这个恩典呢临到这些选择上帝的人呢，将会被得救了。
I have to say for myself, I believe that our ability to choose God is a gift from Him. And yes, we do have the option to reject it.
我自己甚至相信我们的信呢，我们的选择相信的这个上帝的这个能力呢，也完完全全的是上帝给我们的这个一份礼物。当然这当中我们是可以选择来弃绝上帝所赐予的这个生命。
Okay, so now we've entered the narrow gate. What do I expect on the narrow path that I'm going to follow?
好了，那现在我们已经进入了这个窄门。那接下来，这条小的路上呢，那我期待的怎么样的事情会接下来会有什么样的事情呢
？I think the narrow path refers to both.The need for salvation and the process of growing in faith.
这条小的这个路呢代表了两件事情。我们 必须要认知到这个救赎的必要性，和我们必须要在这个信仰的过程当中，我们要来长大的。
Whenever we look at a group of verses here, we should look at the context for these verses. And looking at verses 13 through 20, let's start by looking at verse 12 of 7.
我们在这里呢，当我们看到这个13节到24节这边呢，那我们应该要也要前文后理的我们一起来读。所以让我们来看看这个前面所讲第十二节所讲的。
Now you may have heard the golden rule is don't do anything to anyone you wouldn't want done to you. But what does Matthew 7:12 say?
我们常常会听到一个金科玉律所讲的，就是说己所不欲，勿施于人。但是让我们来看看在马太福音七章十二节这里怎么说到。
Matthew 7:12, do to others whatever you would like them to do to you. This is the essence of what that is taught in the law and the prophets.
在马太福音七章十二节这里说到，所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎么样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
This rule that says don't do can be a fruitless life where I just avoid people and do nothing for them.
这条世人的道理呢，说不去做是不会有任何果效的，因为那只不过是免除了人在做什么事都不做。
Really, that can be a life, a fruit, but maybe not good fruit, maybe bad fruit of selfishness and living without purpose.
也许呢，那种生命的这个果子呢，是一种坏的这个自私的果子，在这个生活是只不过结出对生活毫无目的的这个毫无意义的这个果子出来。
So.What God wants is for you to produce good fruit that is about caring, about living for others, about doing for others.
然而上帝的目的呢，这个好果子是要我们每一个人呢都要有行动，而有给予，有关怀的目的而结出的果子。
We must put on love.Joy, peace, and put off selfishness and prideful good deeds.
我们必须要真诚的这个付出爱、喜乐和和平呢，来，并且来止息我们个人自私、骄傲所带出的这个行为。
I remember my mother 4 years before she went to be with the Lord.She would say, I'm not good enough, I can't do this, I can't really be a Christian.
我深深记得我母亲在她离世见主面前四年所说的一句话。她说我做得再好呢，我也不够资格能够进入上帝的门。
That's when my brother and I both responded, of course, you're not good enough. You can't enter the gate on yourself.You just have to trust God and allow Him to do it in your life.
当然，我和我哥哥回答我母亲的是：你当然不够资格能够进入上帝的这个那个窄门。你只要相信上帝，而且允让上帝能够在你的生活里头成就他所要成就的。
The same thing applied to my father.Who didn't enter that gate until almost on his deathbed.
同样的事情也发生在我父亲身上。他一直到死前呢他几乎都不能他差点没能进入这个窄门。
So what can I say about his path of 88 years of hard life? Without the joy of the Lord.
对于我父亲他一生八十八岁这个岁月，我能说什么呢？除了他在世88年劳苦的岁月没能够享受一丁点从上帝来的喜悦这个之外，我没能说什么。
So my parents were divorced. I didn't grow up in the church and hearing the gospel.
从小我父母离异，所以我没能够在教会中成长，而且我也没有很多的机会能够听到福音。
I also had wasted years of my young life, but God would have been producing good things in my life if I would have let Him. 67?
在我年轻的时候，我也浪费了一些年日。如果我那时候能够让上帝能够认识上帝那我或许会产生更多更大的这个好行为。
That's also why almost nothing makes me happier than to see a young person enter that gate and that narrow path for life.
所以再也没有任何一件事情比我看见年轻人呢能够进入这个窄门，而且能够在这个小的路上呢活出上帝要他活出的生命更快乐的一件事情了。
From this ideal of fruit, it seems the Bible uses this metaphor of fruit by describing what our lives can produce based on what our hearts believe and love.
似乎呢在这个上在这个圣经里头呢结出这个果子呢是上帝所喜欢用的一种比拟的方式来讲述当我们的心相信和我们有爱的时候呢，那我们就能够产生好的果子。
But it also tells us what is the purpose of good fruit. And it tells us that in John 15:8.
同时，他也告诉我们产生这个好果子的这个目的为什么就像在约翰福音15:8这里说到。
John 15:8, when you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
And beside that, I think it helps others see God's goodness in our lives.
看
I said, besides that, it helps others see God's goodness as we share that fruit.
除了我们自己得到好处之外，同时也让我们身边的人看到能够同享结出好果子。
So while many would say that they are spiritual, able to produce many good deeds on their own without God working in their life, I don't see that in the Bible.
当有很多人告诉我们说没有神，我们也同样在我们的生命能够结出很多的这个做出很多的好行为出来，然而圣经里头却没有这么讲。
The horticultural brother would agree with this. It's true, all trees can produce fruit, but only good trees produce good fruit.
所有的树都能够结出果子，是的，但是只有好树才能结出好果子。
In the same way, only good fruit ends up counting in God's life or in His purpose that He would have for us.
同样，也只有好的这个结出好的这个果子呢，才能在上帝的眼里呢，成就他为我们所预备我们所成就的也。上帝才能算数了。
So a diseased tree might insist it's healthy, but its fruit is diseased. It's not for God's purposes.
一棵病了的这个树呢，或许仍然可以啊、看仍然可以这个啊、坚持啊、好像正常的树一样，但是生了病的这个果子呢，却不是上帝啊、所要结出我们结出的果子。
So don't misunderstand. It's faith, not fruit, that's the instrument by which we're saved.
所以我们在这里，我们必须要知道啊、我们让我们得救的呢啊、并不是啊、在于这个啊、这个信心本身呢，并不是果子，让我们它只不过是让我们得救的器皿而已。
Don't get this wrong or don't misunderstand. Good fruit doesn't make the tree good. It's only the tree that's really good that makes good fruit.
我们要了解呢啊，结出好果子呢啊的树呢，并不一定是好树，但是好树呢，却是一定能结出好果子的。
So again, as we're looking at the context of our verses today, 13 through 20.Let's see what's talked about right after that. The ideal of true disciples in Matthew 7:21 through 23.
接下来呢，让我们还是要再看一次这个我们今天所讲的13节到20节这里前文下理啊。那我们看到啊，在这个马太福音七章二十一节这里说到啊，真正的这个啊使徒。的这个意义是什么？
Matthew 21:7-23, Jesus says, Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of their Father in heaven will enter. On judgment day, many will say, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you.Get away from me, you who break God's laws.
在马太福音七章二十一到二十三节这里说到，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵守我父旨意的人才能进去。当那日，必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就敏敏地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
It's also why anybody that hasn't entered that narrow gate or all that narrow path have to be careful who they're listening to about that.
所以呢，这也是为什么，对那些还没有进入这个窄门，或者刚刚进入这个窄门，要踏进这个这个小路的这些人呢？要特别的当心我们是听从谁的。
So I would say as we're looking at verses 15 through 20, it can apply to both those who have not entered the narrow gate and even to those who have entered the narrow gate but are not very far along on the path.
我要说呢，当我们看15到20节这里呢，可以应用在那些刚刚那些还没有进入这个窄门，或者这才刚刚是进入这些窄门，进入这个还没有在这个小路上还没有走太远的人。
This would be especially true for anyone that depends largely on what's happening on the internet, what they're hearing or what they're seeing.
特别是对那些沉迷在这个网络上的一些人来讲。他们呢常常听见或者是关注于这个网络上所说发生了什么事情。
I used to have people come to me that were moving away from the church we went to together and they'd ask me, how do I find another good church?
经常有人问我呢当我离开了这个教会之后，当我离开了这个我所这个现在所去的这个教会呢，那我怎么样能够找到另外一个好的这个教会呢？
I would tell them look for a church and a teacher that sticks right to the Bible. That would be like the one where you are now with Pastor Gary.
我经常就会告诉他们说呢，你一定要找一个只遵循这个圣经教导的教会或者牧者就像是我们现在这个教会赵牧师和赵牧师一样。
There were many false prophets, false teachers in Jesus' day, and they're still around.
有许多在耶稣时两千年前耶稣的时代呢，有许多的这个假先知和假的这个教师呢，今日也同样在我们充斥的在我们周围的。
So how do we recognize false teachers? One clear way is, are they really teaching from the Bible or for some new philosophy about the Bible? We're going to look to Colossians 2:6-10 to see that.
所以我们怎么样能够来明确的认知一个假的这个教师，那有一个很明确的这个方向呢，也就是真正这个教导人圣经的或者是还是他们是教导一些新的哲学呢。那在这里哥罗西书2:6-10呢，有很明确的这个说法的。
Colossians 2:6-10, as Paul is saying, and now just as you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him. Let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught. You will overflow with thankfulness. Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies, high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of the world, rather than Jesus Christ. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority.
在哥罗西书2:6-10这么说道，你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去了。因为上帝本性一切的丰富，都有形有体的居住在基督里面。你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首了。
According to those that do statistics, 75% of Americans who believe in heaven think that people of all kinds and religions, all those beliefs will end up in heaven.
按照有一个目前统计的这个说法呢，75%的美国人呢相信这个天堂呢是为所有的各种宗教信仰各种宗教的人他们都可以去的。
I have to say that's really changed in the last 30 years. So in a bit it's what young people today are inheriting.
在过去的30年里这样的这个说法呢改变了这个很多所以呢这是今天这个年轻的一代的人呢他们所承传的一些知识。
I'm sorry to say, most people in this country today believe in a mixed spirituality of popular religious beliefs. There's a good God in heaven and all religions worship the same God.
很不幸的呢今天这个在我们的国家里面呢很多人相信一种混合式的这个灵恩运动所谓的这个时尚的这个相信呢，他们是相信这个上帝呢是一个仁慈 爷爷形态的啊、一位人物在天上，那所有的这个宗教呢，啊、我们都敬拜同一位的神。
So it sounds like you said, yeah, yeah, you already talked about the grandfather. The idea that God is just a kindly grandfather that will never judge us, that's not what the Bible teaches.
啊、上帝是一位仁慈啊、爷爷型的这个人物呢，啊、他不会来，啊、他永远不会来这个啊、这个判断我，但是这并不是圣经所教导的。
That's what's being taught even at some of our top religious schools, that you can just stay on the wide path. It'll all work out in the end.
甚至在现在呢，在一些有名宗教这个啊、这个学府里面呢，仍然教导说啊、你们可以继续留在这个啊、宽广的道这个道上啊、事情都会转好的。
So, young people, really all of us, that have good biblical teaching in a home or a church body should be very thankful.
所以啊、我们在座的每一位呢啊、在这里我们都有很好的这个圣经的这个教导，而且在一个啊、一个圣经啊、环这个从包围的这个啊、教会里面这个成长呢，那我们应该真的要这个献上感谢的。
It'll make the total difference in how to get started on the right path and to stay on that path.
怎么样能够啊、走在上帝为我们准备的这个啊、正确的这个道路上呢？那是何等重要的一件事情呢
？I'm not going to say much more about false teachers.
我不想再多谈啊、这些错误的这个教师专这个题目上面。
I think two important facts to concentrate on according to the Bible: Who is Jesus, and what did he do when he came to the world?
我想我们按照圣经的教导呢，我们有两件事情我们必须要专注的，其中第一件就是耶稣是谁和。他耶稣在这个世上为我们所成就的什么事情
？Now we can see there are other places in the Bible where it talks about stumbling blocks along this narrow path that may cause us problems.
我们也可以看到呢，啊、在圣经其他的地方呢，也谈到了一些啊、在我们走这个小路的时候啊、会成为我们绊脚石的一些问题。
That's not to say we're going to get knocked off the path. I think the Bible clearly teaches once you've been given eternal life, it won't be taken back.
我们要知道呢，啊、当我们绊倒的时候呢，上帝并不会离我们远去的。我想圣经啊、明确的告诉我们啊、一旦我们有了这个啊、永恒的这个生命呢，啊、上帝是不会收回去的。
However, I think both Paul and Peter indicated you can get pretty bruised and beaten up on that path sometimes.
然而，使徒保罗和彼得啊、他们都一再的警告我们，当我们在行走这个小路的时候呢，我们可能会跌得鼻青脸肿的。
So think of it like you're going hiking with Casey, and he tells you we're going to take this narrow path, but there's some big tree roots and rocks on this path.Watch your step.
就像啊、想想啊、当我们和 Casey 一起去爬山的时候，他会告诉我们啊、在我们要这个爬的路径当中呢，我们会遇到一些啊、这个树大的这个树根或者一些岩石，那我们要小心的。
So another person who has not given you the truth might tell you, "No, go ahead, run full speed down the path."
但是有些人呢，啊、他们可能完全不管你的这个啊、死活，告诉你啊、你可以一路的这个快跑，不会有事情的。
I pray already for my great granddaughter, only 8 days old, as I have for my children and all my grandchildren.
我为我的这个 才八岁大的这个曾孙女祈祷过了，就像我也同样的为我的所有的孩子和我所有的这个这个孙子孙女祈祷一样。
I pray for my great granddaughter growing up in this confusing world, so she will have a simple view of God's path, and once on that path, turn her eyes to Jesus.
我对我这个曾孙女的祷告，那我祷告神呢，给她有一颗对上帝的这个道路也有一颗单纯的这个心，而且一旦她走在这个小上帝给他的这个小小路上面呢，他只单单的来仰望耶稣基督。
So as we turn our eyes to Jesus, how do we live out this path that He has led us on? Let me just say a few more things about good fruit that God wants to produce in our lives.
所以我们怎么样在这个上帝为我们带领我们所走的这个小路上，我们怎么单单的来仰望耶稣呢？那让我来提醒大家几件关于上帝的所结出的这个在我们生活上他要我们结出的好果子。
Overall, I think the Bible teaches us God created us in His image to know Him and have good fellowship with Him forever.
圣经呢告诉我们呢，我们是按照上帝的形象而造的。那为的是要来认识他更多那我们来永远永远的来敬拜他。
So Jesus talked about the way for his disciples and for us to continue bearing good fruit, John 15 verses 4 and 5.
就像在约翰福音15章4到5节这里，耶稣告诉他们的这个怎么样告诉他们这个门徒呢？能够继续不断的，能够结出好果子出来呢
？Jesus said, "Remain in me, I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit."Or apart from me, you can do nothing.
在约翰福音15章4到5节这边讲到说，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我你们就不能做什么。
So who's directing traffic on this narrow path that God has put us on? What does Jesus tell his disciples that applies to us also today in John 14:17?
所以在上帝给我们的这个小路上，究竟是谁来主导呢？主耶稣呢在这个约翰福音14章7节这边告诉了这个他的这个使徒们怎么样来过这个信徒的每一天的这个生活。
John 14:17He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive Him because it isn't looking for Him, doesn't recognize Him. But you know Him because He lives in you now and later will be in you.
就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。然而你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Let's close in prayer together, and just a little addition here. As we do, let's remember who we're praying to. I heard a message earlier today on the Lord's Prayer that starts with our Father in heaven, King of the universe, That's who we're talking to today. Let's pray.
在我们今天做结束祷告之前呢，那我要和大家一起来分享我们今天究竟我们祷告的对象是谁呢？就像我们今天在读使徒信经的时候，一开始我们是对我们天上这个父来祷告的。
Father, as we come to you today, we first do recognize that you are the Creator, you're the All Good, you're the Glorious God of Heaven, that is like a Father to us, that cares and loves us. So we lift up our voices to you now. We've already done that in song, looking at your word. But we need to remember what your word tells us. We need to make sure that we receive what you have given us. And after receiving that, that we walk in true life and that we allow you to produce fruit in our lives that can be there to show your glory, to bless others, to bless each other. And that is the blessing for our lives. As we pray to you now, too, we also remember some of the brothers and sisters that are not here, that maybe have COVID. And so we know that you're also the great physician, the healer. And we just pray that you would heal them at this time, bring them back to full health. So thankful that we can meet together, that there's a place here, that fellowship among believers. We're thankful for the young people here and them being involved in the music, and the worship time. And we just ask you for a special blessing on them as well. We say this in Jesus' name. Amen.